Look on bedside tables across America and you'll probably find something light but thrilling. I've got the new Dennis Lehane and the old Nio Marsh, but look on A.J. Jacobs' nightstand and you'll find the Encyclopedia Britannica. He's the editor at Esquire who's reading the entire encyclopedia in a quest to become the world's smartest person. A.J. Jacobs joins us again from our bureau in New York City to talk about his progress. A.J., welcome.
Thank you for having me.
I understand that you finished N and O since your
Yes.
last visit with us. All the same, you are preparing to start with hermaphrodites?
Well, I'm just about at the end of O's and up to about oysters, which can change their sex from male to female and back again. It all depends on the temperature of the water. And while we're on animal body parts, I thought I should throw in that opossums have 13 nipples. I think all NPR listeners would need to know that.
I wonder if I could just ask you to cast your mind back to the O's for a second. Did you spend any time on the Ottoman Empire?
I spent as much time as I needed before I got back to the nipples.
Okay. Now, obviously, you are writing a book about this experience, but other than ending up next to Daniel Steele on nightstands, what is this experience going to do for you? I mean, are you impressing people at cocktail parties by tossing off the possums have 13 nipples fact? Or
I don't know if I'm impressing them or annoying them. It's hard to say. I'm going to try out for Jeopardy, so that's one thing I hope to get out of it. And the main motivation was that I had these huge gaps in my knowledge. I worked at an entertainment magazine for 5 years, so I knew a lot about Homer, the cartoon character, but nothing about Homer, you know, the blind guy who wrote those poems.
So presumably you must have figured out what happens when you stuff your brain with various things when you got to N nervous system.
Right. After the age of 20, we lose 50,000 brain cells a day to death or atrophy. So another motivation to read faster, because I got to make up for that.
What about newspapers? All the news that's fit to print is just one of the slogans in the New York Times, I hear.
Right. Well, they had another slogan, an ad slogan back at the turn of the century, which I actually prefer. It was, it will not soil the breakfast cloth, which I think has a nice ring to it. I guess they were trying to separate themselves from the scandal sheets, the William Randolph Hearst yellow journalism.
When you first came on to talk about this, you confessed that your father had also attempted to read the encyclopedia. But the two of you are not the only people whose idea of a page-turner is Vol 24, Metaphysics to Norway.
Aldous Huxley was a big reader. And Shackleton, the explorer, took the entire 11th edition with him to Antarctica and ended up using it for kindling. So it turned out to be quite useful there. And then there's George Bernard Shaw, who
yeah.
read it in the London Library. He, by the way, also posed naked for a very early nude photo. So,
did that come under N for nude?
That actually was under C for Alvin Coburn, who was the photographer who did it. But, yeah, I was hoping they would show it, you know, maybe a little centerfold of George Bernard Shaw, but nothing. I had to go on Google and look it up.
Thanks very much, AJ.
Thank you, Linda.
A.J. Jacobs is an editor at Esquire magazine who's in the midst of reading the Encyclopedia Britannica. He'll chronicle the experience in a book. The working title is The Know-It-All, One Man's Humble Quest to Become the Smartest Guy in the World.